Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 92 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Activities at the Laughlin Recreation Center in Moorhead are picking up steam.
Members of the Sheltowee Trace Association are looking for volunteers to help with repairs.
A special session has been called to discuss pension reform.
The city of Lexington has issued a Phase 3 heat alert.
In sports, the Reds resume their series with the Cardinals this evening.
And now taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 74. Saturday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 105. Saturday night, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. Mostly clear with a low around 74. Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 89.
Activities at the Laughlin Recreation Center in Moorhead are continuing to pick up steam. That's the word from city planner Rodney Fouch. Fouch attended this month's Moorhead New Cities meeting. He says Moorhead Parks and Recreation Director Matt Hamilton has been keeping plenty busy as the facility continues to see more traffic.
What he said has really actually helped him is now that he's open later hours, I think it's 8:30, don't quote me.
Yeah.
But it's making it his sign-ups for all the sports are
sure
filling faster and getting more turnout because people can get there after work.
That's great.
So
that wasn't expected.
No, it was
great.
a welcome benefit.
For more information on the facility or to make reservations, call the Moorhead Parks and Recreation Department at 784-8686.
The Cave Run Lake chapter of the Sheltowee Trace Association is seeking volunteers for a day of trail repair. The association will be dealing with a severely damaged section of trail in Bath County. Chapter leader Lucy Pryor says the project will take several hours.
About a seven-hour workday. 7 to 8, but we're dividing it into shifts so people aren't overworked. And we hope to have the section that we've planned. There are miles more to go, but this is a particularly bad section, and it's very close to access for us. So carrying the rock in and it's not going to be too big of a job, and then we're going to see how it works.
Pryor says they'll be hardening the trail, which is persistently wet from underground seeps. Materials will be carried to the worksite by horses and mules. Repair day is set for July 27th. Anyone interested in volunteering can send an email to crlc@sheltoweetrace.org.
The chairman of the Moorhead-Rowan County Recreation Board says individuals are still free to use the fields at the community park in Moorhead for the time being. Community members said during this month's Moorhead New Cities meeting that there had been some confusion on the matter due to planned sale and development of that property. However, Chuck Mraz says whoever wants to use the fields there is good to go.
So in working with Rick, Rick's on the recreation board, Rick Whalen, and I called him about it when I heard it. I said, what's going on? He said, well, nothing's been signed. No deal has been signed for that property. It won't probably until November. So those facilities out there, he goes, actually, we want everybody to use those facilities. And there were a lot of, in talking with people from the city and county, Harry and Matt and some people, I think there were some misconceptions about what was going on.
Mraz added that when development does go underway, the large baseball diamond there is likely to be removed.
Jennifer Nolan has been named the new president of St. Joseph Mount Sterling Hospital. Nolan was previously president of St. Mary and Elizabeth Hospital in Louisville. She is currently also the president of the Flagey Memorial Hospital in Bardstown and Our Lady of Peace Psychiatric Hospital in Louisville. She will be leaving her position at Our Lady of Peace in August. St. Joseph Director of Communications Mary Branham says Nolan's previous work led to her selection for the position in Mount Sterling.
And, that wealth of experience that she has in management of hospital, will be a great fit for Mount Sterling. There are many similarities, Jennifer has pointed out, between St. Joseph Mount Sterling and Flagey as far as serving their communities, the size, that type of thing.
Nolan is an active member in the community in Bardstown. She serves on several board of directors and in the Bardstown Rotary Club. She says she hopes to be just as involved in the Mount Sterling community.
A special session has been called to discuss pension reform. After weeks of rounding up votes, Governor Bevin is attempting to replace a bill he vetoed in April. With the session costing taxpayers $66,000 a day, the Assembly is trying to approve the new bill quickly. Senate Majority Floor Leader Damon Thayer says there is a schedule for the upcoming week.
The plan, if all goes accordingly, is to finish up by Wednesday. It takes 5 days for a bill to make it through both chambers. And the plan is to have House Bill 1 ready to send to the governor for his signature by Wednesday.
House Minority Leader Rodkey Adkins is still unconvinced of the bill, but Bevin's team says he has enough votes to pass the proposal.
Kentucky's junior senator has blocked a bipartisan bill that would ensure the September 11th Victims' Compensation Fund never runs out of money. Rand Paul had concerns about the bill's 70-year time frame, noting that the federal government already faces a massive debt.
We need to address our massive debt in this country. We have a $22 trillion debt. We're adding debt at about $1 trillion a year. Any new spending that we are approaching, any new program that's going to have the longevity of 70, 80 years, should be offset by cutting spending that's less valuable.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand later accused Paul of playing political games. The bill easily passed the House last week.
Flags at all state office buildings were lowered to half-mast today to honor two fallen Kentucky veterans who served in World War II and the Korean War. WMKY's Lucia Hinnenberg has more.
Navy Seaman First Class Millard Burke Jr. of Pikeville died during the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was assigned to the USS Oklahoma, which sustained multiple torpedo hits during the attack. He was 19. Private First Class James William was killed in action in the vicinity of Taejon, Republic of Korea. He served with the Medical Company, 34th Infantry Regiment of the 24th Infantry Division, and died transporting patients at 19. According to LEX-18, both men's remains were identified recently after interment in the Punchbowl National Memorial Cemetery in the Pacific. For WMKY News, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
The city of Lexington issued a Phase 3 heat alert Thursday. High heat and humidity could lead to increased risk of heat-related stress and illness. Experts tell LEX-18 people should stay hydrated, avoid strenuous activity outdoors, and to check on elderly neighbors and pets. The Office of Homelessness Prevention and Intervention activated its emergency summer weather plan. The Hope Center Hope Mobile will be covering these extended days and will be distributing water, sunscreen, and other supplies. The Hope Center Hope Mobile will be covering these extended days and will be distributing water, sunscreen, and other supplies. The Hope Center can be contacted at 859-252-7871. If you need help or have questions, dial 211 or text your zip code to 898-211.
The extreme heat is forcing the cancellation of live racing today and Saturday at Ellis Park in Henderson, Kentucky. Track officials say it's a precaution to ensure the safety of the horses, jockeys, and fans. Dan Bork is the Ellis Park Racing Secretary.
Anytime you're racing in the middle of summer at in Evansville, Henderson area, we know this is going to happen. We expect it. We're prepared for it, but when we get to this extreme, it's not worth it. It's, you know, safety comes first.
They are optimistic they can race on Sunday.
Lexington police are asking for old photos in a decades-old disappearance. Haley Hansen reports.
Police are combing the area near Murphy's Landing in Mercer County along the Kentucky River. That's where they believe Melanie Flynn might be buried after receiving new tips. Flynn was last seen leaving work back in 1977. Lexington Police Sergeant Donnell Gordon tells WKYT.
If we get information, we move forward on it, but for us, we continue to investigate anything, so it's not a matter of believing somebody or not.
Investigators are now asking for photos of Mercy's Landing from the 50s through the 70s that may show what buildings and other structures were in the area. I'm Haley Hansen.
An Ohio man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison in Lewis County. 37-year-old Brent Bostick of South Webster, Ohio, was convicted on charges of second-degree manslaughter, first-degree assault, and operation of a motor vehicle while under the influence and no insurance. The Ledger Independent reports Bostick was operating a motor vehicle that resulted in a collision which caused the death of Derek Hettinger and the injury of Valerie Hettinger. Bostick was also found to be under the influence of either alcohol or drugs. He is currently held in the Lewis County Detention Center. His sentence also comes with a $1,000 fine. And taking a look at sports, the Cincinnati Reds will resume their series with the Cardinals at home this evening. The Reds dropped Game 1, blowing an early lead and eventually falling 7-4. Pitcher Tanner Roark got 6 strikeouts in 5 innings before coming out of the game. Manager David Bell tells Fox Sports Ohio it was an impressive performance for such a hot day.
It's pretty exhausted, you know, by the end. And I agree. I think it was the heat, you know, and still, I think he was up near 100 pitches anyway. So he was just, you know, getting a little bit tired there at the end and still made pitches to get Goldschmidt out. So he kind of left it all out there on the mound.
First pitch is set for 7:10 this evening at Great American Ballpark. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated. Featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell and posted weekly losses as investors digested a slew of corporate earnings reports, as well as remarks from a top Federal Reserve official. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 68.56 at 27,154.41. The S&P 500 was down 18.5 at 2976.61. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 60.75 at 8146.49. For the week, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were down more than 1% each, and this was the biggest loss for those indices since late May, while the Dow lost 0.6%. Microsoft shares hit a record after the tech giants posted quarterly earnings and revenue that topped analyst expectations. The company's results were driven by a 39% year-over-year surge in cloud revenue, and the stock closed just 0.15% higher. American Express, another Dow component, reported better-than-expected earnings, but the company's stock dropped more than 2.5%. And more than 15% of S&P 500 companies have now reported earnings, and thus far 79% have posted a better-than-expected profit, according to FactSet data. And, of course, all eyes are on the Fed, as they will meet later this month. And, of course, in the previous session, stocks were helped out after New York Federal Reserve President John Williams said the central bank needed to act quickly when the economy was slowing and rates and inflation rates were low, adding in a speech that it is better to take preventive measures than to wait for disaster to unfold. And those comments led traders to price in a greater possibility that the Fed would cut interest rates by as much as 0.5% at the end of the month. In the commodities markets, oil made a nice rebound today, up 1.4% on more tensions in the Gulf, finishing with a gain of $56.09 a barrel. Gold was down 0.1% at $1,426.60 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were pretty quiet as the Stock 600 index managed a small gain of 0.8%. Asia had a very good day with Nikkei average up 2% and the Hang Seng up 1.1%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General down $1.56 at $141.26, CSX down $1.52 at $70.31, Marathon Petroleum down 12 cents at $55.24, U.S. Bancorp down 22 cents at $54.97, and PPL Energy was down 52 cents, finishing at $30.18. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.